KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
NPA boss Sharmila Batohi says the era of impunity in South Africa has come to an end. Speaking in Pretoria earlier, Batohi said while the NPA has had challenges in prosecuting corruption-related cases, there will be convictions.
And those that have been dabbling or those that are involved in corrupt activities know, even though there may not be a knock on the door yet, that it will come. And that in itself, perhaps, is mental incarceration.
The suspended CEO of Tembisa Hospital has passed away. It's understood Dr. Ashley Mtunzi died in hospital yesterday after a short illness. Mtunzi was placed on precautionary suspension amid allegations of a possible link to the murder of Gauteng Health Department financial accountant and whistleblower Babita Deokaran. Deokaran, who was from Durban, was gunned down in August 2021 shortly after dropping her daughter off at school. She had been helping authorities with an investigation into a PPE tender scandal. The Reserve Bank has confiscated over 42 million rand in cash and an 18 million rand property from Marcus Huerster's alleged former lover. The assets were frozen 3 years ago amid the Steinhoff accounting scandal. Bernardine Woordendal allegedly received a 60 million rand loan from a company linked to Huerster. The seized funds and property will be deposited into the state's National Revenue Fund. Huerster's assets, including a family trust worth over a billion rand, were previously frozen by the bank. He died last month. Itagwini says the problem behind the water outages at a large block of flats in Umbilo will be attended to today. Residents of Flamingo Court in Umbilo this morning protested on the main road, blocking it with burning tires and debris. One of them, Clive Burns, says it's been weeks since the 13-story building with around 200 units has had proper access to water. Some families have resorted to getting water from fire hydrants.
Well, actually, before the water went off, we were getting so little water, and it was on and off for many hours, on for a few hours. This was happening for a few months. Then we had no water at all. Worst thing is, you know, when I get home as well, I'm so tired, and then everybody is going downstairs to the ground floor to fill up containers. And the queue is so big because everybody finishes work the same time and wants to cook and that. It's too long to wait for water, man.
And at least four people have been injured after two military horses got loose in central London. The animals were seen bolting through the British capital's traffic earlier today. One of them appeared to be covered in blood. The British Army says they became loose during a routine exercise. The horses also collided with some vehicles, with a taxi and a bus damaged. The animals have since been rounded up and returned to their stables. The top story, NPA boss Sharmila Batohi says the era of impunity in South Africa has come to an end. More news at ecr.co.za.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. The Hollybets Dolphins have their eye on the CSA T20 Challenge final. Talks have begun for a new Liverpool boss, and the Emirates Lions will try to follow up on their impressive victory over Leinster by beating another Irish giant.